We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you're about to receive. We are the dealer. We'll give you everything you need. Woo! It's Friday, September 6th, 2024. We are 59 days out for the most important election in world history. Crank it up! We are the dealer. We'll give you everything you need. For those about to engage the globalists, we salute you. Yes, we do. That's right. We are on the front lines. We are the black sheep. We are the mavericks. We are the rebels. We are the resistance. We salute you. I salute every man, woman, and child out there listening, no matter what color your skin are, where you came from. If you love liberty and you love God and you want justice, and you want freedom like I do, we are brothers and sisters in this fight together. Yeah, yes we do. All right. Let's get into it right now. I started doing this the first little segment. Law says you don't care that. Let me just tell you what I got here, because I've gone through each and every one of these, and I've got more than 50 clips, and I've just, oh my gosh. We have a giant stack that I'll hit at the bottom of the hour on the shooting in Georgia, and boy, it doesn't look good, and it's got New World Order fingerprints all over it. And we caught them in a hoax against J.D. Vance and a bunch of other stuff. And you know they're getting this primed for the debate next Tuesday that we'll be covering between Kamala, the demonic, lobotomized, drunken hyena, and our embattled President 45-47. This is such an important stack right here. You definitely don't want to miss this. This is intel. You're not going to get anywhere else. And then I'm going to cover this first. For the last 6 months, really, we've seen countless corporate headlines, AP, Reuters, all of them, CNN. There are no Venezuelan gangs. There's no MS-13 gangs. There's no caravans. There's no nothing. There's no crime waves. The FBI is just suppressing all the crime statistics for 3.5 years. Never mind your house getting broken into, your neighbor getting carjacked, or all that. It's not happening. And then you see the weird crossover in the last 24 hours with AP, Reuters, The Hill. There are no Venezuelan gangs. The governor, it's a fantasy. And then boom, okay, there are gangs. It's horrible. They're murdering and killing and getting arrested and stealing. And they've taken over more apartment complexes in Houston and Dallas and Chicago and New York and Trenton and Portland. And they're everywhere. Oklahoma. Carjacking, stealing, murdering, heist, jewelry stores, sex slavery. They're caught with small children chained to beds being raped. It just hits the local news. But the point is, the wheels came off. Just like within hours this time, they went, J.D. Vance just said school shootings don't matter. Actually, he said they do matter and shouldn't be a fact of life. You know, school shootings shouldn't be a fact of life. We need to do something to stop them. My God, he said he didn't care. Did you hear? Funny they didn't show you a quote. That's AP. They are desperate, desperate devils. Then, big national scientific poll. Trust in doctors and hospitals plummets to all-time record low. Big stack on the poison shot news, GMO news, and more. Joe Biden came out in a speech yesterday. and said, you know, some of the stimulus acts and things they've done really weren't for that. The Inflation Reduction Act was really about a $300-plus billion carbon tax in boondoggle to his buddies, which we already knew, but there he is admitting it all. The $369 billion. Everybody's heard about the scam. And then I didn't cover this yesterday because, well, I should have. Got like 15 million views on Crowder's channel, and it's congratulations to them. I mean, they were dropping huge investigative reports once a month. Now it's like once a week. Devastating. Last month, four big ones I've seen. Congratulations to those guys up in Dallas. And they got the head spokesperson of public affairs, not just the spokesperson, the head of the Southern District of New York, that is the hands down next to D.C., probably more powerful. They're like twin dragon heads. D.C. And the District of New York, Southern District, are the most powerful. It's the one that prosecutes people all over the country, totally political. Their head of public affairs said it's totally illegal, a total scam, a total fraud, miscarriage of justice, that targeting Trump is about the election. Well, we don't need them to tell us that, but that just double confirms it. It's like a cop pulls somebody over for swerving or driving fast and hears somebody banging in the trunk. And the cop calls more cops. They pull guns on the guy, open the back. There's a raped woman tied up, bloody in the back, and the cops got him. He'll be convicted, but he walks over and says, when the guy's in handcuffs, so where'd you kidnap her? Why'd you do it? And he goes, well, I just wanted to kidnap her and rape her. Boom, you're done. You confessed. It's open and shut. Again, even if he says, I don't know what you're talking about, you got the woman in the back tied up. She's a witness. She can tell the story. But now we've got the perpetrator. And he admits he said it. He says, I was showing off to a girl. So you're a total liar. Come on, guys. I mean, we have Fannie Willis, and you've got Letitia James and all these Soros creatures saying, I'm running for office to put Trump in jail. He's a racist crackerhead. We got that. We've got new jobs numbers. Remember, it came out a month ago. They lied about 818,000 plus. It was right at 819,000 if you round up. Fake jobs didn't exist. Biggest one ever. They totally lied. Well, they just put out new numbers for the last 2 months, just because those were numbers from 2 months ago, but they released them a month later. So that was stuff going back 2 months ago and before the last 3.5 years. But now we just got the numbers for the next couple months. And, oh, they did it again. They lied again. Boy, that's really a surprise. But they're telling the truth more. Harris, Pelosi, Schumer, they've all come out and said we're going to legalize all the illegal aliens, give them all free stuff, big deal, $150,000 a piece, totally liberal. So in many levels, they're admitting, like, yeah, we brought that in for carbon taxes and to shut off all the other energy and give it to ourselves. We actually lied about the name of it. It's what we do to these dumb bastards. Kind of like 2 weeks ago, Governor Patrick Bateman of California, also known as Gavin Newsom, America's Psycho 2.0, you want a podcast? He said, yeah, they just totally illegal. They just appointed her. They just ignored all the voters. She didn't get one vote. Just, that's what I've been told, to tell you it's normal, but it's not. Wow, okay. And I remember growing up watching James Bond movies and, cartoons and stuff, or later when I'm with my kids, seeing stuff like The Incredibles, and the bad guy's got Mr. Incredible chained down, and he's like walking around bragging how he did it, monologuing. He goes, oh my gosh, I'm monologuing. And I always saw that as a kid, and I thought, because I'm not a criminal, but I thought if I was about to kill my enemy or something's going on, I'm not going to sit there and monologue. I'm just going to get rid of him. But I guess I don't like killing people. If I had to kill my enemy and I was a supervillain, I would just never even look at him. I'd just say, bullet in the back of the head. Always put one in the brain, and just get rid of it. Move on. It's like carrying out the trash. But not for them. They in real criminology, they love to monologue. And they love to tell you how they did it. And if you study psychopaths, the lower level ones that just kidnap people and kill them and stuff, they almost always, when they don't get caught, start writing letters to the police or clues or get more reckless. And that's really the point we've gotten to, where they're just parading around how they've done this to everybody. So we got Putin coming out saying he's endorsing Kamala Harris. And that's really what they do because they want weak leaders over here. They say Trump's really an unknown. So it's kind of tongue-in-cheek as a joke, but it's not. Because they know what they're going to get with Harris, which is a continuation of the deep state. They have no idea what Trump's going to do. They fear Trump. Continuing, we will also get into Kamala and some of her new communist announcements. If you thought price fixing and price controls and 75% capital gains tax is communist manifesto enough, no, now she wants to bring the death tax basically up to 100%. And we've got so much more. Also, she's in a new video saying she's going to create special laws for black people and other laws for every other group. That's the definition of unjust weights and measures and a criminal justice system that is criminal. And so that's just spectacular. We've got a bunch of transgender news and the rainbow cult's privileges. So that's just some of what's coming up today. That's about half of what I've got in my stack. So let's begin with the first installment that I just mentioned. Let's begin with, this is just a small smattering of what we have. I have articles from Oklahoma, Texas, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, California, New Mexico, Colorado, a bunch of others. I mean, I've got them all right here, where there are just Venezuelan gangs doing the same thing, taking over private houses, robbing stores, shooting people, killing people, sex trafficking, feeding off the migrants, arrogantly running around, beating people up, just running around like mad dog maniacs, because that's how Venezuela is. And now they're just up here with a bunch of people that aren't used to it. They're just enjoying themselves. And there's new videos of them coming to people's doors and saying, the apartment manager, when they took over a new one yesterday, they said, listen, we're going to kill you if you don't give us the keys to everything and let us go collect money from everybody. And if you're nice, we'll give you part of the money, but you work for us now. Classic stuff the Italian mob would do in, you know, New York or whatever. Hey, let me run your grocery store and I'll let you still have enough to live and, you know, hire my family, or somebody's going to burn it down. And if that doesn't work, somebody's going to kill your son or daughter. How's that sound? So that's the kind of stuff you hear about, you know, in the olden times. Well, it's back with a vengeance. And the police for months said nothing's happening, and the governor said it's a fantasy. And again, even AP yesterday was still saying it doesn't exist. Nothing to see here. Move along. Well, now, all over the country, they've been arresting him for murder and attempted murder. Six got arrested yesterday. Four have already been charged in Colorado, but they couldn't get the police department to do it in Aurora and Denver, so now the sheriff's departments are doing it. Aurora police linked 10 people to Venezuelan gang amid furor, with six now in custody. That's the Denver Post. Now, this was out yesterday morning. And even Sink Yuger, the bestiality advocate of the Young Turks, I'm serious, folks. Even he came out and said, we need to stop lying about this. He was like, hey, we're not getting away with it. Stop. Got the video clip. Well, it didn't matter. AP still said nothing's happening. The governor came back out and said there is nothing. None of it exists. They're just on video saying, we come to your country to get you pigs. You are weak. Your homes are ours. You're women. We're going to rob you. You like it for you. Here's a photo of some of these guys. Overhead shot, please. We can pull this up in HD. ICE confirms to Fox News that all four of this other group, known as suspected Trinidagera, I don't know if I pronounce it right, gang members, arrested by police in Aurora, Colorado, in connection with a shooting attempted murder in July, are Venezuelan illegal aliens who were caught and released at the Texas border by the Biden administration. And can we get the HD version of this up, please? The digital version? Here's our little friends. Say hello to my little friend. And I put that up on Real Alex Jones on X if you want to see it. And it continues. Armed Venezuelan gangs terrorize oil industry workers in America's most productive oil fields in West and North Texas, robbing and stealing and everything else. But nothing's going on. Big article, local newscast, but you don't see it in the national news. attorney letters warned Colorado officials of Venezuelan gang control at Aurora Apartments last year. Because the owners were like, we have gunpoint, we're being thrown out, they've taken over, and the police won't do anything. So they go get a law firm that sends letters to the city, and they go, there are no Venezuelan gangs. There are no Venezuelan gangs. That's the Denver Gazette. Meanwhile, AP says this is not happening. Everyone talking about Venezuela's gangs in Aurora. Here's what we know and what we don't. That's the Denver Post 2 days ago admitting it's going on in a huge report, but also still demonizing right-wingers and others that don't like it, but they admit it's happening. So people started asking yesterday, hey, the Denver Post is reporting this happening. What's going on with this? They're even arresting people. Meanwhile, here's Raw Story. Yesterday, police knocked down promoted claim that Venezuela gangs took over Colorado Apartments. You have all the video. You have them bragging about it. You have it all going on. But no, Trump's lying. Police knocked down Trump-promoted claim that Venezuelan gangs took over Colorado Apartments. Here's another one. London Independent. Police deny Venezuelan gang has taken over a rundown apartment complex in Denver suburb. They've taken over a bunch of them. Democrats, Colorado Dems, be like, no Venezuelan gangs here. The gang members were arrested by sheriffs, and there's video and all of that right there. Photos. So there's a sheriff's department finally did what the city wouldn't do. And I never played the clip a few days ago. We have the Aurora police saying to people being, hey, we've been kicked out of our apartments. And they're like, even if they've committed a murder or attempted murder, we can't stop them because this is a sanctuary city. Yeah, we'll actually play that clip first in a moment because I got a bunch of other clips. Let me continue. Here's the communist group, some of the Democratic Party, admitted communist. Interim Aurora police chief said gang members had not taken over and weren't collecting rent, and they sent a known communist group there to, quote, protect the gang members. And Sink Uger, the patron saint of bestiality, says local news in Colorado has absolutely confirmed Venezuelan gangs took over apartment buildings in Aurora, including a report by legal team hired by the property owners. So why are the local authorities ceding U.S. territory to foreign gangs? Why haven't the cops gone in already? Well, you got a totally open border, human trafficking little kids for sex slavery and slave labor. I mean, this is your party, big man. You know, I'd be really upset if they had like a donkey in sex slavery. Because he said if he was emperor of the earth, he would pleasure the animals, but only if they liked it. That's actually what he said. Think I'm joking? Look it up. Would you like to see a clip of it? Starts drooling. Police deny Venezuelan gangs taking over Denver suburbs complex, AP. That's yesterday, the 5th. My goodness. Here's another one. Breaking. Denver law firm tasked with investigating an alleged gang takeover Aurora apartment building reports the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang began its takeover in late 2023. Here they are in a new video saying, if you don't give us the keys and let us run the apartment complex to the apartment manager, we're going to kill you, kill you. It's so nice for you. We have a DHS whistleblower telling Dr. Phil what is very accurate numbers about the government bringing in these people that they know have been let out of the jails. Venezuela orders them to come here or they'll be re-imprisoned. Meanwhile, we have videos of Chuckie Schumer and Pelosi out again yesterday saying, we're going to legalize them all, give them voter IDs, let them vote, and give them free goodies. Meanwhile, exclusive state and federal local governments are quietly preparing for civil unrest, martial law, and other black swan events, warns top security crisis manager. That's an important interview up on InfoWars.com. And there's a smattering of other latest news. Germany, machete attack on police station. He attacked the police inside the police station with a machete, but they were so politically correct, they just tasered him so he can go out and do it again. Hey, man, you're supposed to kill the citizens, not us. Come on. You're precious to us. We're not going to kill you, even though you're trying to kill us with a machete. We're just going to taser you, my poor little Islamic juicy. Belgium, two Moroccan migrants jailed for raping young man, making him scream, long live Morocco, while they filmed his rape. The police say the crime was them letting people know about it. Germany, Munich suspect who opened fire on police near Israeli consulate is an Austrian Islamicist. Oh, he's Austrian, uh-huh. Germany considers mimicking Britain with Rwanda scheme for deporting illegal immigrants. Oklahoma governor proposes employing migrants willing to work for low wages to fill critical job gaps. Oh, yeah, right. Boy, what a great conservative. Pope Francis, an Indonesian grand imam, called for interreligious action to fight climate change. That means open borders. Meanwhile, CNN tortures Kamala for flip-flopping on Trump's border wall. Okay, I've got five clips I want to play when we come back. Then I'll get into the huge shooting news and the whole history of the FBI running these shooters. You're not supposed to talk about or look at. That's why the FBI honchoed and ran the suing of yours truly. Admitted on the stand, they ran the whole thing, organized it with the CIA. Boy, that's really sounds like a free country. That's coming up next segment. So, when we return, I'm going to finish with that, get to those clips I mentioned, because I want to show you what I'm saying. I don't want to just tell you. I want you to see the clips in the newscast and the guys at the door. You open the door, shove a gun in your face. We're going to kill you if you don't turn the apartment complex over to us. That's another one they just took over in Colorado. And the governor's like, the police chief's like, ain't nothing going on around here. Here comes the sheriff's department. Because, you know, if the city won't do its job, it reverts to the county and the sheriff, who actually has jurisdiction in the city. If the city, and then if the sheriff doesn't do their job and the mayor, then who comes in? The state. And then if the state doesn't do their job, they send in the feds. That's the federalist system. And if the feds get out of control, the states can get together and remove that government. It's checks and balances. But remember what happened a few years ago in Texas? They literally cut a third of the police, wouldn't let them respond to crime. They released a black guy that shot a bunch of people. He only wounded him on 6th Street. The guy was out 2 days later. Well, you're black. The Soros DA was an admitted communist. You know, you can be allowed out. A black teenager shot and killed a couple people up in, remember, in Fort Worth last 2 years ago. They just let him go 2 days later. So it's liberal. I mean, these are real cases. You think I'm joking? Okay. So the governor put the state police into Austin until they hired some of the police back and stopped being totally communist. Still horrible. But unfortunately, all the state police know how to do is write tickets. And so I had the pleasure of not being pulled over, but a couple times the last decade, I got pulled over 3 times by the office. Most of the crew got pulled over. They were like, no front license plate, or you were going 3 miles over the speed limit. They would just check your ID. And I'm like, come on, guys. Can you please go actually arrest some criminals? There's like crackheads running around the street a mile from here. I mean, my office is not in the fanciest area because we want a cheap square foot. In fact, it's in the jungle. You could say we're kind of like some areas right around here are kind of like south side of Chicago or Dallas. So whatever, that's how we get cheap square footage, but it's got to carry a gun around here. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with me. You do not want to miss all of this. It is ultra massive. Please spread the word. You are the Paul Revere's.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in-